You're listening to SBS News.
As Trent Jones arrives home from work, his daughters, 9-year-old twins Vivian and Sunny, and 5-year-old Jasmine are always happy he's home. For the Melbourne family of five, life is busy. Between practicing their Japanese and weekly training at gymnastics, Sunny and Vivian are inseparable. But as babies, they each had a different start to life.
The weeks after we got back home, I was like, she does look a bit different, you know. She's yellower, just, you know, grumpier, skinnier, just not happy compared to her twin Vivian.
At just 6 weeks old, Sunny was diagnosed with a rare liver disease. Trent and his wife, Minna, were told she'd need a transplant to survive.
We'd never heard of it. You know, you start learning Dr. Google and talking to people and, yeah, biliary atresia. I was like, what's that?
Biliary atresia is a childhood disease of the liver caused by one or more bile ducts to be abnormally narrow, blocked or absent, resulting in a build-up that damages the organ. It's the most common cause for liver transplants among children in Australia, and it's what led Sunny to receive her first liver transplant at just 2 years old. But not long after, her first transplant failed, and Sunny was put back on the waiting list.
The first time around, something where there was time to maybe manage it and we'll find the exact perfect moment, the exact perfect donor and line up all the ducks, that suddenly wasn't the options.
It was 3 weeks before her third birthday when the perfect opportunity opened up.
Thankfully, well, for us, there was another option in that three-week period. So that really, saved Sunny. Very lucky.
What is now a success story for Sunny remains a waiting game for those still on the list. And those opportunities for a transplant have been further limited due to the pandemic. Staff shortages and a high number of COVID-19 patients have affected all sectors of healthcare. Liverpool Hospital intensive care specialist Dr. Ramanathan Lakshmana says the main impact on organ donation has come from interstate travel restrictions.
With organ donation, we need teams from across the state and interstate as well to come and help with the process. That was quite difficult with domestic travel being restrained.
Over the past 2 years, organ donation in Australia has dropped by 25%, and the number of people receiving transplants has dropped by 19%. Professor Helen Optum, the National Medical Director of the Organ Transplant Authority, says there has never been a more important time to join the National Register.
Registering is really important because it makes it clear to your family your decision about organ donation.
To become a donor, a person needs to die in hospital, usually on a ventilator. Only around 2% of people who die in hospital meet these requirements, which makes it more likely you'll need an organ transplant in your life than ever becoming a donor at the end of life.
We're all more likely to need an organ transplant than we are ever to be a donor. So it's really important if we want access to transplantation for ourselves and the people we love that we'd be willing to also be donors.
Having a loved one on the organ transplant waiting list is a familiar feeling for 21-year-old Ikram Ahmed. Suffering from kidney failure, her younger brother Hossein waited 4 years before receiving his life-changing transplant. For the Melbourne-based family of 10, it was an early morning phone call that ended the wait.
I just remember waking up to my mum just screaming so loud. And I just ran to where she was and I was just like, is everything okay? And she was just running to Hussein's room to kind of wake him up. And everyone was just crying out of pure excitement and happiness.
After watching her brother grow up in and out of hospital, Ikram has now gone beyond the register to pay it forward. Currently in her final semester of study to become a nurse, Ikram says it's the nurses that saved her brother's life who inspired her.
I just wanted to do something for the Australian population that they've kind of done for my brother. I just help out other families the same way that we were all helped out, because honestly, it was one of the greatest moments of our lives, knowing that he got a transplant, knowing that he has a great team taking care of him and helping him throughout this entire process.
There are almost 2,000 Australians currently waiting for their phone call to receive an organ transplant. Donate Life are trying to get 100,000 Australians to join the register.
To register as organ and tissue donors.
It only takes 1 minute.
For Trent and Ikram, it's 1 minute that has made a lifetime of difference.
Like those people, definitely to know that it's, you know, it's just given Sunny her chance.
Your registration as an organ or tissue donor can have a major effect on a person's life, and this can merely be done by helping others, like my little brother, experience the simple joys of everyday life.
Emma Kellaway, SBS News.